For What's Universal Time, stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia's defense ministry has announced a 48-hour regime of silence beginning Thursday over the war-torn northern Syrian city Aleppo, where it's backing forces of President Bashar al-Assad. The announcement came after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed growing frustration with Russia and Syria over military action that has undermined a nearly four-month cessation of hostilities. Kerry spoke in the Norwegian capital Oslo Wednesday.
So there is a way forward, and that's what I was referring to. But it will require a good effort in the next week, in the next days, in order to achieve it. And the United States is not going to sit there and be used as an instrument that permits a so-called ceasefire to be in place while one principal party is trying to take advantage of it to the detriment of the entire process.
Kerry accused Moscow and Damascus of selectively enforcing the ceasefire while Assad's forces continue their campaign to retake the city, viewed as a strategic prize in the five-year civil war. The UN envoy to Central African Republic, Abdoulaye Bathily, warned the Security Council Wednesday the rebel Lord's Resistance Army is stepping up attacks, expanding into new areas, and abducting children.
Overall, the LRA appears now to be deviating from what had been for a certain period of time a low-profile posture with attacks against larger and less isolated populations area being noted and increased number of children kidnapped and kept.
Bathily warned the withdrawal of Ugandan troops from CAR, part of an African Union regional task force, could be exploited by groups like LRA. He also talked about political tensions causing instability in other regional countries such as Burundi. This is VOA News.